The title of today's message is The Parable of the Fire Captain. He that loves the Lord, let him obey. This is a story that took place many, many years ago. In chapter 1, there was a fire captain who came to tell men how they could live if they ever were to catch on fire. Upon one occasion, he told one person that if you want to live if you catch on fire, you must stop and roll. This baffled the man because he was uncertain how one could roll while standing up. At another occasion in chapter 1, several people were gathered around and many of them doubted the doctrine of the fire captain. So the fire captain told these people, if you want to live if you catch on fire, you must drop to the name of the ground, land, and dirt. Go therefore and teach all people. Upon a separate occasion in chapter 1, the fire captain was talking with his fire lieutenants, and he asked them, who do the people say that I am? And after several responses, he then asked his fire lieutenants, who do you say that I am? And one of the fire lieutenants said, you are the fire captain, the one who will save us from the fire. The fire captain replied, you are blessed, so I will give you the keys to how to live if you catch on fire. It came to pass that many of the people hated the fire captain because they did not believe that he really was the fire captain. So they persecuted him and put him to death. Later on in chapter 2, there was a big fire in one of the buildings where many followers of the fire captain were gathered together. The crowd came to see what was taking place because to their amazement, the people were rolling all around and none of them were injured or killed. So the people started yelling out, how is it that you people were able to live seeing that your clothes have caught on fire? Then the one fire lieutenant that correctly identified the fire captain spoke up with the other 11 fire lieutenants gathered around and said, you men that are gathered around here, be it known to you that this fire captain you have killed was really the fire captain as he claimed. Upon hearing this, and knowing what they had just witnessed with all these followers of the fire captain, still alive and unharmed, the people said, we did not realize that he was truly the fire captain. What must we do that we too will not die if we catch on fire? Then the one fire lieutenant that correctly identified the fire captain spoke and said, to live if you catch on fire, you must stop, drop to the earth, and you will roll around. Still later on in chapter 3, a different fire lieutenant than the one fire lieutenant that correctly identified the fire captain spoke to a group of people who all had experience catching on fire and applying what the fire captain had told them to do. And this fire lieutenant told them, if you catch on fire, just believe the fire captain and you will live. It came to pass over time that this story was recorded in a book. Many generations later, people still wanted to know how to live if they were to catch on fire. So three different teachers studied through the three chapters in the book. The first teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to live if you catch on fire. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to live if you catch on fire, that you have to stop and just believe the fire captain and you will live. The second teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to live if you catch on fire. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to live if you catch on fire, that you have to not only stop, but you must drop to the name of the ground, land, and dirt, and you will live. The third teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to live if you catch on fire. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to live if you catch on fire, that you must stop, drop to the earth, and you will roll around and will live. Who of the three teachers was obedient to the fire captain? Who of the three teachers was not obedient to the fire captain? The meaning of the parable. This is a true story that took place many, many years ago. In the four books of the gospel, there was a man named Jesus Christ who came to tell men how they could have eternal life so that they would be able to escape going to hell. Upon one occasion, He told a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus that if you want to enter the kingdom of God, you must be born again of water and of the Spirit. This baffled the man because he was uncertain how one could be born again. In John chapter 3, verses 1 through 7, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. At another occasion in the four books of the Gospel, several people were gathered around, and many of them doubted the doctrine of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ spoke to his disciples in reference to gaining eternal life, while all the people were gathered around, and told them, Go, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. In Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Upon a separate occasion, in the four books of the Gospel, Jesus Christ was talking with his apostles, and he asked them, Who do the people say that I am? And after several responses, he then asked his apostles, Who do you say that I am? And one of the apostles named Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Then Jesus Christ replied, You are blessed, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 16, verses 13 through 19, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. It came to pass that many of the people hated Jesus Christ because they did not believe that he really was the Son of God. So they persecuted him and put him to death. In Matthew chapter 16, verses 20 through 21, Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Later on in the book of Acts, or the Acts of the Apostles, The followers of Jesus Christ were all with one accord in one place. And as they prayed and sought the Lord, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When it was noised abroad, multitudes and crowds came to see what was taking place, because to their amazement, every man heard them speaking in their own language wherein they were born. So the people started yelling out, "What meaneth this?" Then Peter, the apostle Jesus had given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, stood up with the other 11 apostles and spoke unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Peter continued on saying, "This Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him you have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain." Upon hearing this, and now knowing they had crucified the Lord Jesus Christ, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said unto them, "Repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For this promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." At this time I'm going to continue reading the book of Acts in chapter 2, verse 1. "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes, and Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia, and in Judea, and Cappadocia, and Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia, and Pamphylia, in Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed, and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood, and fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken, and by wicked hands you have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men, as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added unto the church daily such as should be saved. Still later on in the epistles to the churches, Apostle Paul was speaking instead of Apostle Peter, and he was addressing the churches, of which already understood the plan of salvation given by Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost from the book of Acts, and he told the people, if you confess with your mouth and believe God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verses 8 through 10, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. It came to pass over time that this story was recorded in the Bible. Many generations later, people still wanted to know how to obtain eternal life and escape from going to hell. So three different teachers studied through the Bible. The first teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell, that you have to repent and just believe in thine heart that God hath raised Jesus from the dead, confessing Jesus is Lord, and thou shalt be saved. The second teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell, that you have to not only repent, but you must be baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, and thou shalt be saved. The third teacher claimed that he had the understanding of how to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell. He taught all the people that he met that if you want to obtain eternal life and escape going to hell, that you must repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and thou shalt be saved. And this promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Who of the three teachers was obedient to the teaching of Jesus Christ? Who of the three teachers was not obedient to the teaching of Jesus Christ?